706, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I just want to put an exclamation point on what happened yesterday in the main house. Yesterday in the main house, in a vote of 73-72, they voted to take away your right to determine who the presidential victor ought to be in the state of Maine. 73 people decided that your voice doesn't matter. Their proclivities matter. So I want you to think about this. Although this compact will not apply to the 2024 election, I want you to think about this. If Donald Trump overturns Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, just those three states, everything else remains the same in 2020 that it was in 2020. If Donald Trump overturns Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, and it goes from Biden to Trump, Maine's second congressional district electoral vote will decide this election. That's how important our electoral votes are. Maine has a long and rich history of separating its electoral votes uniquely among states. Only Nebraska does it the way we do it, because we've always viewed them as so precious. That the will of the voter should be heard, that the voice of the people actually matters. And yet somehow in 2024, the individuals that we've elected to represent our voice in Augusta have no regard for who we are, what our thoughts are, what our will is. They have no regard for us whatsoever. They're wannabes. They want tyranny. They believe somehow, by virtue of being elected to public office, they know better than you do how you should live, what you should believe, and how your votes should be counted. But I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what political proclivities you may have. You need to understand that in the 2024 presidential election, if everything remains the same, but Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada flip to Donald Trump, the election will come down to the second district of Maine. That one electoral vote will be the deciding moment. That's how precious our electoral votes are here in the state of Maine. That's how much they matter. And the people that started this state understood that. The people that started this state were patriots. They actually loved the state and loved the country. I question the patriotism of those in the Maine legislature. I question their wisdom. I question their honor, their integrity. I question their sanity. But most of all, I question their decency. They have demonstrated they are unworthy to represent the voice of the people by their actions. The only question left is, what are the people of Maine going to do about it? David Jones is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. From what I understand, yesterday it was a kind of a rigged vote. A couple of the Democrats that voted to go against the collective were told to take a walk on the second vote, and that's how they got it to that number.
They went and hid in the speaker's conference room.
Right.
And didn't cast their vote because they would have voted against it. On top of that, two Republicans couldn't be bothered to show up for the job they sought, they campaigned for.
Right.
I haven't looked, but most likely they used taxpayer dollars to convince us they were worthy of being our voice, and yet they couldn't find a way to show up.
I know. So,
and I don't care what, unless they were on their deathbed or they had a spouse or a child that was dying, there's no excuse for them not to be there. They sought this job. They knew what the rules were, And they know that they're supposed to be in session until at least the middle of this month. So they basically took a walk because they couldn't be bothered to show up and be the voice of the people of their district. Why we would re-elect them, regardless of party, I have no idea.
And why that vote should stand. I mean, when we know for a fact that they took a walk. That's lack of integrity. I mean, and I think we should publish the names of every single person that voted to steal our vote. We should publish it as many times as we possibly can. We should get that out there. We should make sure that all these sons of guns, I'd like to say something else, that said, hey, we know better. We're going to steal your vote. We're going to steal it. Under no uncertain terms, when they do this, they're going to be stealing your vote. They should be outed 100%. And they should not hold a seat in our legislature. Absolutely should not hold it.
This is a common practice in Augusta and legislative bodies around the country.
Yeah, it's a horrible practice.
And the reason they take a walk is because it could cost them being elected.
Again. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're selling out the people that they supposedly represent. And so those two Democrats that voted against it, that took a walk in the second round of votes, that's the lowest of pond scum that I think you could put out there. These people should not be holding office. They did not do the job. They voted originally, against it. Had they done that, it would have went the other way by another vote. And if our people would have been there when they should have been there, then we would have won by three votes. So it's horrible. It's horrible to know that they can do this and get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know who the political parties are here. I have the roll call vote. And I'm just going to read them. It's 151 names. Abdi voted yes. J.S. Adams voted no. R.C. Albert voted no. J. Andrews voted no. D.J. Anklis, I don't know how to pronounce it, voted yes. Arada voted no. Ardell voted no. Arford voted yes. Babin voted no. Bagshaw voted no. Beck voted yes. Bell voted yes. Bell was the author of the bill. Blyer voted no. Boyer voted no. Boyle was absent. Bradstreet voted no. Brennan voted yes. Brigeo, I don't know. It looks like Bridge with EO at the end, voted yes. Campbell voted no. Carlo voted no. Carmichael voted no. Cloutier voted yes. Clutchy voted yes. Collimore voted no. Collings voted yes. Copeland was not present. Costain voted no. Crafts voted yes. Craven voted yes. Cray voted no. Crockett voted yes. Searway voted no. Davis voted no. D-H-A-L-A-C voted yes. Dill voted no. Dodge voted yes. Dudaria voted yes. Drinkwater voted no. Ducharme voted no. Dunphy voted no. Eaton voted yes. Fockingham voted no. Fay was not present. Foster voted no. Fredericks voted no. Galetta voted was not present. Gatine voted yes. Geiger voted yes. Gier voted yes. Gifford voted no. Golick voted yes. Graham voted yes. Gramlich voted yes. Greenwood voted no. Griffin voted no. Garrett voted no. Hagen was not present. Hall voted no. Hassenfuss voted no. Henderson voted no. Hepler voted yes. Hobbs voted yes. Himes voted no. Jackson voted no. Josh, J-A-U-C-H, voted yes. Javner, J-A-V-N-E-R, voted no. Kessler voted yes. Kuhn voted yes. LaJoy voted yes. Landry was not present. Lanigan voted no. La Rochelle voted yes. Lavigne, L-A-V-I-G-N-E, I have no idea, voted no. Lee voted yes. Limlin voted no. Bear with me here as I pull up the last half of the alphabet. Libby voted no. Lochner voted yes. Lyman voted no. Madigan voted yes. Mallon voted yes. Mason voted no. Mastracchio voted no. Matheson voted yes. Matlock voted yes. Meyer voted yes. Millett voted no. The other Millett voted yes. Milliken voted yes. Montel voted no. Moonen voted yes. Moriarty voted yes. Morris voted no. Murphy voted yes. Ness voted no. Newman voted no. Nutting voted no. O'Connell voted yes. O'Neill voted yes. Osher voted yes. Perry voted no. Paul voted no. Perkins voted no. Perry with an E voted yes. Another Perry with an E voted yes. Pluecker, P-L-U-E-C-K-E-R, voted no. Pryor voted no. Polowarsik voted no. Pomerlow voted no. Pringle voted yes. Quint voted no. Rana voted yes. Riley voted yes. Reisman voted yes. Roberts voted yes. Roeder voted yes. Renicki voted no. Runte voted yes. Russell voted no. Sachs voted yes. Salisbury voted yes. Sampson voted no. Sargent voted yes. Sear voted yes. S-C-H-L-E-P-S-A Burgess voted no. Shalgory voted yes. Shaw voted yes. Sheehan voted yes. Simmons voted no. Sinclair voted yes. Scold voted yes. Smith voted no. Sobolewski voted no. Stover voted yes. Strout voted no. Supka voted yes. Swallow voted no. Terry voted yes. Terry O voted no. Thorne voted no. Underwood voted no. Walker voted no. Warren voted yes. White voted yes. The other White voted no. Williams was not present. Wood voted no. Woodsum voted no. Worth voted yes. Zager voted yes. Ziegler voted yes. Madam Speaker voted yes. And it looks like Dana voted, couldn't show up for work. That's the roll call from the enactment vote.
My, my, my.
In the House.
As somebody says.
Gunny Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Gunny.
Boy, I'll tell you, we've had some rough days here in Maine lately, haven't we?
Seems that way, huh?
I got to tell you, man, you know, it's like they're trying to self-destruct.
No, they're trying to destroy us. Right.
Well, yeah, between the windmills. And then you take a 300-year-old farm. A part of history, I mean major history, long before it was even a country, these people were plowing and planting. And they want to run something through there and take 40 acres by eminent domain? You got to be out of your mind. You know, you got to preserve that. Where the hell is the Maine Historical Society? Anybody heard anything from them?
No, they're too busy. We're fighting about a guy changing the door on his restaurant, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is what I mean. I mean, they should be out front on this, protecting this farm.
Hmm.
And if they're not willing to protect a 300-year-old farm, What the hell is next they're going to change?
Well, I think, Gunny, you just answered the question. That's the bottom line here. And that is that the Maine people apparently don't cherish what they were given, not only by the good Lord, but by generations who preceded them. They have decided to allow scoundrels to represent their voice. I'll just use that as an all-encompassing word for people with no decency, no honor, no integrity, no sanity.
Well, you know, David's right, too. David's right. These names need to be out there. The reason they need to be out there...
Well, I thought I'd just put them out there.
Yeah, I know. But their constituents, the ones that hid in the office, their constituents need to know that they hid in the office on the second vote. And that goes for the Republicans that didn't show up. Their constituents have a right to know what the hell they're doing, too. So...
Well, in all fairness, this was not a planned vote. This vote just came up because they knew that they could probably pull it off. So it was like, by the way, we're going to vote on this today. So it wasn't a planned vote. So, the guys that weren't there probably had no idea. But they still should have been there.
It doesn't matter if they
had
no idea.
That was their job.
Idea.
Right, yeah.
They asked for this job. Yeah. I'm going to look it up. They most likely ran on taxpayer money for this job. So they wanted this job, and unless they were dying or their spouse or children were dying, they should have been at work. You know, I've had a hip where there have been days I could barely walk.
No, you've always been on the job.
I still show up. Yeah. I show up because that's what's required of me, to show up for work.
Well, you know, today I was going to come out and talk about Lieutenant Commander Lou Conter. He's the last survivor of the USS Arizona.
Really?
Pearl Harbor. He died the first of the month at 102 years old. You know, we lost 1,177 sailors and Marines on the Arizona alone. Now, he was a quartermaster, and he was standing on the deck that morning when the Japanese dropped an armor-piercing bomb. It penetrated three steel decks, and it went into the, guess where, 1 million pounds of gunpowder stored below. The explosion was so intense, the battleship came out of the water 40 feet in the air.
Really?
The battleship weighs 2,500 tons. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how intense the explosion was. And it blew Lou off the deck into the water. And by then, there was a bunch of men that were on fire because the oil was on fire all around the ship. So he rescued quite a few guys too and pulled them out of the fire, the oil fire, got them to safety. But these are the guys that really built our country, you know? Not like these morons up there right now, doing things behind your back. And that's what it was, you know, when it's a quick boat like that, you know? Look, you know, a lot of these guys were, you know, Maine's a huge state, so a lot of these people from the 2nd District got a long way to go to get in there and then go home at night and back and forth. That's understandable, but...
Actually, Gunny, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. It's not understandable. They sought this job. They knew exactly what they were getting into. They made a decision to run because they decided they wanted to represent the voices of their constituents. And if they can't show up for work, I don't care if they're a Republican or a Democrat, they should be expelled.
Yes, I agree with that, too. It's just, you know, I don't know. They can't seem to get it together.
Gunny, when you were in the jungles of Vietnam, were you allowed to say, man, you know, it's a rough walk today. Were you allowed to say that you just, hey, look, man, I don't want to go?
Good luck with that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, I have to show up here every day as well. It's not that this job actually matters. It doesn't, but I have to show up here every day because if I don't, then the station doesn't operate. And if I don't show up, I have to make sure that someone is here in my stead so that the radio station continues to operate because it's the responsibility that I was given and a responsibility that I accepted. I don't understand why we allowed elected people to behave as they do without consequence. Their excuses fall on my deaf ears.
You know, you were talking about, you know, the military. The military is duty. You are given duty. And I'll tell you, the civilians out there have a duty too. And that's a duty to get out there and vote and to be present at your town meetings and your school board meetings. You gotta have duty. And with duty comes honor. You know, even the civilians need to do this, you know? And just doesn't seem that people, you know, they seem to be too busy to be interested in what's going on around them until it's too late. And then they're all upset over it. Well, you know, you're not paying attention. A lot of them aren't paying attention, but they live in their own little, you know, Netflix world, evidently, you know?
I was told yesterday that even though they're supposed to be in session every day this week as they wrap up the session, that because of the solar eclipse, they've been given whatever day the eclipse is happening off. No, that day they're given
off. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding
you. Now we're getting a little snowstorm tomorrow, and they're going to supposed to be here tomorrow. Are they going to show up? Where they could be held, you know. This is insane.
These guys,
it looks like snow, and they shut the schools down. They shut the government down. You know, I mean, the slightest excuse. Now they work, you know, 4 days a week in most towns, and you're standing there waiting for your government, you know, when they should be waiting for you.
Yeah, in your town of Falmouth, they closed town hall on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. It's not the only one.
No, but they closed town hall on Friday.
On Friday. They work 4/10.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Because
they can.
Does commerce not take place on Friday? Do people not need permits and that kind of thing on Friday? It's a normal business day.
Amen.
In this country.
I know, and it makes me sick to my stomach because, you know what, Friday's payday for a lot of people. On a Friday, people like to take care of things like register their car and do things that they need to do, you know, and some people get off at 3:30, so they know by between 3:30 and 5 o'clock they can go to the town hall. Not anymore. Fridays, we're done.
Gunny, unfortunately, we've got to run. I appreciate you being on, but we are out of time. It is 7:28.
Folks, if you're in the market for a new car or truck, then all you need to know is to go to Roe.
Both Roe dealerships in Westbrook and Auburn are ready to help you find exactly the car or truck that you've been looking for. Roe has one of the largest selections of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, Kias, and Volkswagens in the area. If you're looking for fast, dependable service, Roe Quick Lane makes it easy with two convenient locations, just off exit 48 in Westbrook or directly off Route 4 in Auburn. And best of all, they handle any make, any model, and no appointments necessary. Really? And don't forget, Roe Commercial Truck Centers in Auburn and Westbrook have a full line of Ford F-150s through 750 series, Transit Connect, and full-size box trucks. And for you trade